It seems the values we see in politics and politicians today are things for Christians to avoid. On the other hand, things will not change until people with strong values become influential. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with a pastor and a missionary who challenges Christians to become involved. Let's listen.
I'm so pleased to be talking in the studio today with Mike Griffin. Mike serves as one of our Georgia Baptist pastors, but he also leads our Ministry of Public Affairs, which takes him many times down to the Georgia Capitol, where he bears a Christian influence among our legislators there, and particularly in relationship to legislation that's being considered. Mike, thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you, Dr. White. It's really a privilege to be with you today.
Mike, there's always something going on in politics, and I know you follow it so very closely. We're nearing midterm elections on the national level as well as state and local elections. Could you just share with us a little bit about what is our responsibility as followers of Christ to be involved in this?
Sure, I'd be glad to. You know, when I think about Christians and their responsibility, I think about the first three words of our Constitution. It says, "We the people." And by that I mean we are a part of the government. We are the government. We have a stewardship responsibility, therefore, before God, to be that salt and light that God wants us to, because it's not something that we can be able to say that we don't have any responsibility in. But I like to say not just those three words, but I think of what I have called at times God's three words that deal with his constitution of his people being involved. And it comes from 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, "If my people." So really what he's saying is, if my people will be the people that I've called them to be, whether it be in government, whether it be in the home, or whether it be in the church, there's an exponential effect where that godliness is going to be seen by the way they make their decisions. So it's very important that we share that light that we've received through coming to know Christ, and that we share that in every arena that God has us in, and especially in the political and the governmental arena, because the church and the home and government are all three institutions that originated with God, and he's the one that started those.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned salt and light, and we know that the Lord has challenged us to be salt and light, and that may even take a person to the point of running for public office as a Christian. Do you have any reaction to that? Anything you'd like to share with us about that?
Yes, you know, you hear people say politics, oh, that's for evil people, that's for wicked people. And I know politics has a very negative connotation to it, but when you think about politics, you know, it's politics is not evil. It's the people that get involved in it that make it evil or not. And so what I find today that we're losing our best government because people have become apathetic, they become cynical, they become complacent. And yet, if we get involved, we can make a difference. You know, it was said that all that's required for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And if we choose to not get involved, and if, quote, only the wicked people get involved, then that's what's going to be in government. You know, when the righteous are in charge, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are there, the people mourn. And I think we're seeing a lot of mourning that's going on in our country today. And I think it's time for those Christians who are also a part of the government here, as well as the kingdom of God, have a responsibility before the Lord to get involved. And if we don't, then we're going to get the kind of government that we're getting today.
I think that's a good word. And I'm encouraged to see more and more good, solid Christian folk getting involved in the election process. So I hope we'll see more of that in the future. You know, recently in Georgia, we passed some legislation related to what we refer to as the gun law, which allows permit carriers or concealed
right.
carriers that have permit to carry weapons in various places that were not permitted before, including churches, if a church opts into that possibility. So would you like to just share? I know we've got listeners who've heard about this. They may have questions about it. Could you just share a word about that legislation?
Of all the phone calls and emails I have received since working with the Georgia Baptist Convention, I probably received more on this. More phone calls from overseas with interviews, TV. A lot of print media have been contacting me. A lot of pastors, associational missionaries call me. This has been called the guns everywhere bill.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I think about everywhere, well, you know, the First Amendment is everywhere, and so should Second Amendment be everywhere, and so should the Fifth Amendment with property rights. Georgia Baptist took a position that we were not for or against weapons being in the church, but based off of our government, our belief in the autonomy of the local church, that the church is the place, or the church should be the people who are making that decision.
Right.
And thankfully, the legislature chose to allow churches to opt in to be able to have weapons on their property by a license permit owner. Mm-hmm. So if a person has a permit and the church has agreed through its governing authority to be able to allow weapons, they can do that. And this has really been neat because you just wouldn't believe the different news organizations and news reporters. I've had an opportunity to describe how Southern Baptists, in our way, which seems to be very unique in comparison to other denominations, how we believe in the autonomy of the local church, how we believe in that church owning its own property, under the lordship of Jesus Christ, making its own decisions, and how the church is central to everything that goes on in our convention and ought to be in making these kinds of decisions.
Amen. You know, that's a tough thing for everybody to understand on that gun legislation, but they can go on our Georgia Baptist website, gabaptist.org. Our convention attorney, Tom Duval, has written a very nice white paper that is there and I think answers a lot of questions that people may have, and I would encourage them to go to gabaptist.org. Mike, thank you so much for sharing with us from your heart, and we are very thankful for your representation down at the state capitol here in Atlanta and for your strong commitment to God's Word. And thank you also for being an effective Georgia Baptist pastor. We appreciate your leadership in Georgia. Been good also to have you on Life with Purpose Radio. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
For more information on the Christian life and public affairs, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com.